Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can call in at 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you. But keep on trying to get in. Again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and start with some calls. We're going to start with 111. You're on air with me right now. Hi.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm wondering what you're picking up around our relationship. I just had a disagreement and just wondering if we're going to get past that.
Okay. I feel like you will get past it. I feel like it's going to take a little bit of time, so just be patient. But I do feel like it's an obstacle that you guys can overcome. So, because I feel good about the relationship. You know, every relationship has, you know, hiccups along the way. But I feel like you guys will work this out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller. 805, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Donna.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I've been on the internet trying to meet someone. I haven't had any luck. There have been three guys that I might meet, but you know, I just wanted to know if someone's going to be coming in this way through the internet dating or another way, or do you feel someone's coming in for me?
Yeah, I feel like somebody's coming in for you, but I feel like the internet's not the way you're going to find them. I feel like you're going to meet them like face to face. And so I'm not sure exactly how that's going to unfold. But when you were talking about the internet, I just got a really not good vibe over that. And so, but, you know, I keep seeing somebody face-to-face with you. So, and you are going to find somebody. I would say it looks like your best bet for somebody coming in looks like the later part of May, early June.
Is through meeting someone's house?
Excuse me?
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, something went wrong with the phone there for a second. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. Yeah. The best bet is the end of May, early June.
Oh, May or June. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wonderful. Okay. And my friend was on also waiting, but something happened to her phone. Can she ask you a question? She's never spoken to you before.
Yeah, she can ask a question.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks
no
a lot, Michael. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. What a beautiful evening I'm having getting to talk to you. Thank you. My name is Sandra. My question to you is, I just want to know if I'm a single mother to a toddler. She's three and a half. I just want to know. I'm in the processes of moving, and it seems like I've done that a lot lately because I just can't find the right people. I can't afford my own place because in Santa Barbara it's very expensive. Renting rooms are... So, I mean, and now I'm leaving again, and you know, my baby and I were quite religious, so it's important to me that we live in a house where they recognize Jesus and this and that, and I think I'm going to a good house for that. Do you see me and my daughter being okay?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that things will start settling down for you as well, where you're not moving around so much. I mean, I feel like you're going to do that a little bit this year still, but next year feels like you're going to find something more permanent, you know, something that you can call your own. But as far as as far as right now, I do feel like you're going into a good place. And, you know, I believe that that's very important to you. So, you know, Spirit's mm-hmm. going to bless you because of that and open up some doors for you. So.
Oh, well, bless you. Well, thank you for saying that. Do you see me getting a good job? I mean, I know we're only allowed to ask one question because financially
yeah.
I'm just kind of.
Yeah, I feel like you'll find a good job. Looks like something opening up about June or July.
All right, something permanent then, more permanent.
Yeah, more permanent. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right, here's Donna.
No problem. Okay.
Welcome. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay, this would be a good time to give my website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. And you can set up readings there, and you can make a donation to the program and get us on air more than we are right now. We're doing a free program, which means we only have 30 minutes on air, so I'd like to get back on air more. So, you know, if you could give something, that'd be great. Also, I'm going to give you a heads up. I am planning on raising my prices coming up sometime in May. So if you want a reading with me, I would book those now. You know, I'll just give you a heads up. They're going to go up a little bit. So, all right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take some more calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, and seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the callers that have already spoke to me and those that will be speaking to me here in a little bit. And I pray that you would just meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. I just thank you for touching them right now. Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you just help me move out of the way and become a vessel that you always use on this program, and I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my parents, and I ask that you would just be with them tonight and just touch both of them. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Let's go ahead and talk to 720. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Ivatar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question about my car. I was in a car accident. It's been over 4 years ago, and they did some I was hit from the side, and they did some replacement. And I've been, my car has kind of been in and out of the shop trying to figure out what this problem is. And they told me, you know, how much it's going to cost, but then they say, well, they can't guarantee that it's going to fix that particular problem. Nobody seems to be able to figure out what this thumping noise is in my wheels, in my vehicle.
Right. So your question is?
Yeah, about this dumping noise in my vehicle. And, you know, like I said, I've spent money trying to get it repaired, which they did repair things, but it didn't stop that. So they don't seem to be able to find out what it is that's making the noise.
Let me see if I can figure this out for you. I'm gonna look at your car. What make is your car?
It's a Jeep Liberty Sport.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to see if I can figure out. The first thing I keep picking up is wheel bearings. I keep picking that up pretty strong. You know, I feel like that somebody will get to the bottom of this. You know, you're going to have to take it to another mechanic, I feel like. But somebody will get to the bottom of this by the end of May. You're not going to have that noise so much.
Okay, they did mention something about wheel bearings, and they said something else I forget what the other part. It was like two parts on both sides.
I keep picking up wheel bearings pretty strong. Okay. So I'm going to go with that. I have tingly sensation, which means that I'm pretty right on that. So, you know, I know it's expensive and nobody has a lot of money right now. So, but I feel like that somebody will give you a reasonable quote and you can get this fixed pretty reasonable. I don't feel like somebody will take you to the cleaners over this. So.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
No problem. You take care of yourself. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now let's go ahead and speak to next call. Is 313. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I was wondering, do you see a future relationship with me and Sam, or how does he feel about me at this current moment? After him seeing me yesterday in an argument we got in a couple of weeks ago, was he happy to see me yesterday, or how is he feeling at me, feeling for me exactly at this current moment? Please and thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that there's a logo going on right now. I feel like that it's with him. I feel like that he's having some internal issues, some things going on with him that's distracted him a little bit. I feel like that he was pleased to see you. I feel like that he's conflicted a little bit right now. But I feel like that things can work out. You know, it's going to just take a little bit of time. But he was pleased to see you. So I do know that much.
Okay. What do you mean conflicted?
Okay. I'm not sure. It's just, there's just some things personally going on with him. I feel like that there was his family, some family issues that's got him a little distracted right now. But I don't see anybody else in the picture or anything like that. I mean, I don't see anything like that. But
because he is in a relationship.
He is in a relationship. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But for some reason, I'm not seeing that relationship. So maybe that relationship's coming to an end. Because I don't see it. I mean, I'm not picking up on it.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
No problem.
Thank you. You
all right, you have
evening.
A good night.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead, and I'm going to take a small break. We're going to go ahead and put on a song really quick here, and we'll be right back after this song. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Shivaya, Shanti, Om Namah Shivaya.
go ahead and take some more callers. We'll start with Rose. You're on air with me. Hi.
Cool. Can I just have a general read, please?
Okay. Have you been feeling okay today? I keep picking up
Just
center.
A little bit tired, but okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'm picking up some, like, nervous energy around you. One thing the Spirit's telling me to tell you is just don't get lost in your thoughts. You know, sometimes we'll get into our heads, and if we get into our heads, you know, we can end up having some problems. So don't over... The one thing that you need to do, especially this week, is not overanalyze, overthink things. That could be a problem this week for you. So just be careful about that. Angels are watching over you, taking care of you. There's no major things popping up this week for you. So it looks pretty calm week actually for you. So I would just, you know, trust Spirit and just let Spirit bless you. So.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm a little nervous because, you know, I worry about everything. So.
Right.
Just
let things go, because, I mean, worrying about stuff is not going to change anything. I mean, it's just going to maybe create some problems. So we don't want to create issues. We want to, you know, just flow with Spirit. So don't over, you know, like I said, don't overthink, don't overanalyze this week. Just go with the flow and get into the flow of Spirit, and everything should go pretty good for you. So.
Okay, I'll try my hardest. Thank you very much.
No problem, yeah. And the one thing I would tell you is, you know, just, you know, Spirit's blessed you, you know, in the last few weeks. And so, you know, don't worry about how you're going to meet certain requirements or things like that, because Spirit will provide to meet those requirements that you have. So.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. I need to hear that.
All right. Take care. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and speak to Brian, which I hopefully has been patiently waiting for me. Hi.
Hey, I'm Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I've been looking for a career change since October and had some interviews, and they haven't gone my way. And I want to know, do you see that changing soon?
Yeah, it should be changing next month. Looks like about mid-May, you should hear something like in an interview. You're going to get at least an interview where something favorable is going to happen. So I would say about mid-May.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem. I appreciate you waiting. All right. You have a good evening. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Is Rosemary. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Whatever you can pick up with our friendship relationship with Ralph, whatever you can pick up with that.
Okay. Have you known him for a while?
Yep, a long time.
Long time, because I pick up a very strong bond there. I mean, you know, it feels really good to me. You know, I do feel like there's a possibility that friendship could go into something else more, you know, more than what you're looking for. I feel like it's about ready to unfold into something new. They're taking a new spin, so.
Cool. Soon, I hope.
It looks like about June where this would be changing into something more.
Gotcha. Cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No problem. You have
appreciate
a good evening.
You too. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to Karen. You're on air with me.
Hi. Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I have a real quick question. This kind of sounds silly, but last Sunday, I bought a pair of silver shoes and a silver sweater, and I left it in my house, and, you know, that was Sunday. And during the middle of the week, I looked for these items, and I'm kind of wondering if I accidentally threw them out or someone came in. I was the only one in my apartment last week. But if someone came in and took them, I'm kind of puzzled with this because I've looked all over my house and I can't find it.
Yeah, I don't mean to alarm you or anything like that, but I'm picking up that somebody came in and picked them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't mean to make you worry or anything like that. I just picked up that somebody picked them up. So.
Okay, and was it a man or woman?
I feel like it's a woman.
Okay. Could it have been my sister? I have a younger sister that may have stopped by.
It's a possibility, but no, I'm not going to go with that. I'm picking up that it was somebody that you don't know. I mean, I keep picking up that it was a stranger. Somebody just picked them up.
Oh. Okay. Will they return or that'll be about it?
I feel like it's, I don't feel like they'll return, so.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Much.
All right. You take care of yourself. All right.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to my next caller. We're running down on time a little bit. 917, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. I have a question for you. I got rid of all my friends sometime last year, and I'm ready to start a new friendship. And I have this guy, my gym, his name is Vic, who can introduce himself to me. And, you know, we had a nice conversation. So I'm trying to see, do you see us becoming friends at all? Or...
Yeah, I feel like you guys will become friends. You know, I feel like, you know, things are developing into that. So I would say it looks like about the end of May where things will be changing and becoming more friends and stuff like that. Okay.
So it's somebody I can trust then. You know, it's a hard body.
Yeah. I feel like it's somebody you can trust. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you said around the end of May, right? Is that what you said?
Excuse me?
You said around the end of May?
Around the end of May.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
No problem. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to, I believe this is coming from an international call. So you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's me, Mimi. And I have quick questions. How are you, by the way?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, and you know that there is a helper, you know, who helped me, you know, to run errands and to take care of some of my contracts and things. This legal executive. And, you know, I called him the other day, last week, and it looks like, and somebody picked up the call and told me that he has some urgent matter that he believes he is out of town and he will be back within a few weeks' time. Do you think that he will be back, or really, has he got some other kind of problems? Let's say, you know, that what's wrong? You know, I'm a little bit concerned about that. So I just want you to check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like that he, you know, I feel like that this is legit. I mean, I feel like that, you know, he's out of town and he will be back. I don't feel like that you need to worry about it. You know, I understand you worrying about it,
yes.
But I feel like it. I feel like it's going to be okay and things are going to work out. So
he'll be able to help me again. All right. That's good. Okay, all right. So I'm okay, right? Genuinely.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, you're okay. So just relax. Okay.
All right. Okay, I will. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Really
you're
appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in. All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We're done for the evening. I appreciate everybody listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Again, my website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up full readings over there, and you can make a donation to the program if you'd like to get us back on air more. Right now we're doing free shows, which means I can only be on air for 30 minutes, and that doesn't give us a lot of time together. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate spending time with you. I like to do some teaching and some other stuff, and so anything you can do would be greatly appreciated. And so, I would like for you to know that we're watching out after you and taking care of you as best as we can. So, again, my rates are going to go up sometime in May. So if you can book a reading now, that would be greatly appreciated. And you would save some money. They're going to go up a little bit. All right. We're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to go ahead and close out. So we'll talk to you. We will not be on air next weekend, I don't believe. Just pay attention to our show page. But I don't believe that we'll be on air next weekend. So we'll see you the next weekend after that. So you have a good day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.